Good morning. This year is being aired on the 48th day of the Omer, and we're continuing in Chayodam Klal Hey. We're going to continue with Simon Chof. So we saw yesterday by Berchus and Hanan to be Mescarber together by coming together in a meal atmosphere type of a situation, by bread that works, and by wine it works least bidyavid, and by Paris it works if it's during a meal. And if they're creating themselves together for pairs, at least bidyavid it works. But we call it the bracha rishon. That's all talking about bracha rishon, which we're coming together to be one unit, so I can be more to you in the bracha. Shetaitan lischaber, aber bracha achrona. However, in regards to bracha achrona, the adar aber daitan lihiporeid. Bracha achrona means we're all about to leave and go on our own way. Aber bishahin rabim in achad yochel lifter up chaveres lekuliyama. Then same on the pairs. So over here, I cannot be more to you in a bracha. The only way you can be mitzi is through the vehicle of zimun, which we do at the end of the meal for benching. And meikra, then by zimun, one person would say all the benching, other people would listen. We don't do that because we're afraid that people are not going to be able to stay focused and listen properly and hear the words of benching properly. So we have the other people which are listening should also say along with the mezamen. Preferably the mezamen should actually say out loud, because the tekana was to say it out loud, and then the other people should say it along with him quietly. For the first bracha, that's definitely so. And there's a good argument to say that really for all the whole benching, I mean the whole benching till the Aya Chasreinu, the harachamuns are not an issue, but till the end of Aya Chasreinu, there's a good argument that one person should say it, that he should say it out loud, and everybody else should say along with him quietly. But that's simply halacha by Zimun, right? But in regards to everything else, there's no Zimun by Paris. So therefore, the Chayonim says the Bidiyavid, they cannot be much to another one, even Bidiyavid, they cannot be much to another person. But if they did make a kviyas together by other foods, at least b'diavad you would be yotzei. I'm sorry, b'diavad you are yotzei, but only in the context of a kviyas. So if it's not a context of a kviyas, so then you cannot be moitzi. The way the Chayyadim understands it, Mishabura says that even if you were not kaveya, If I reach, if we didn't have something which is a valid kviyas. We had payers together. It wasn't really a kviyas. And then I say the bracha, the bread and fashos afterwards, and I might see the person in the bracha and the payers. They will be yodse. That's how we pask it. Now, the birchas amos imechad ena yudei levorich yochel chaver levorich loy. But if the person is not able to actually say the bracha himself and he needs somebody to might see him, so he can be might see him. Even without the process of zimun, because two people you don't have zimun, and each actually prefer by two, you're not supposed to have one person mimut to the other person. You need dafka the process of three people together to have zimun. But if one of the two cannot bench, it's only two people, and one cannot bench, so the other one can mimut to him. But we get back to this other problem. It's hard to stay focused. So therefore, we would be preferred if the individual who has difficulty benching on his own, if he could at least read along with the one who's benching, that he should do so. Okay, tomorrow we're going to go back to Simon Yurches and clarify some of the points which he left over there. So just for a recap, we've discussed Mikra, then there's a concept of the Shemeka, I know, which allows one person to be moitzi somebody else by listening, and both people having in mind to be moitzi. Preferably, the person should also answer amen, therefore he's actively affirming the bracha. And really, that should work for all brachas, because Chazal put certain rules in place, and they said that for the Birchas HaShachar and Birchas Tfila, we require at least a chatchila, for sure, 10 people. In Bidiyavid, Mishabur and the Chayyadim seem to grapple with that, whether in Bidiyavid you need 10 people or not. Regards to Birchas and Nehenin, also the Chachamim said that we require some process of joining them together. So for Bracha Rishona, that's going to be through Kviyas. And we discussed where Kviyas works. And by bracha achorna, it's through the process of zimun, and that's specifically only by pas, not by anything else. Have a good morning.